来供应我们。
So we thank you through your bread and your cup you supply us.
让我们在你的里面再次享受到与你交通的甜美。
That we can experience the fellowship with you every day.
早上这段短短的时间我们再来仰望你。
Lord, this morning's time we just committed into your hand.
从约书亚记里面让我们来这里学习你所要我们学的功课。
But through the book of Joshua, we can learn the lesson you want us to learn.
好，每一个人不管是讲的不管是听的人我们都仰望你。
We commit our speaker and we who are listening to your hand.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的
名。In your precious name we pray.
请我们打开约书亚记第十三章。
Let's open to Joshua chapter 13.
有多少人已经读过这一章的，不管是最近读或以前读过的。
Who have read Joshua chapter 13, either before or this week?
多少人把每一节都读到了？
Who have read every verses?
读这段圣经的时候很容易跳过去的。
Every time we read this chapter, we always jump over.
特别是很多人名跟地名的时候
especially the names and the names of the land.
因为我们不觉得这个地名或那个人名能够给我们什么特别的帮助。
Because we feel that the names and the names of the land wouldn't give us any help at all.
这些圣经啊就是我们上次讲到那些山里面的矿物一样。
The names are like what we are talking about, the mines in the mountain.The pressure in the mountains.
当我们走在山上的时候，我们当然是看不见那个山里面的矿物。
When we are on the mountains, surely we can see the pressures in the mountains.
当我们读到这些圣经的时候，就好像在山上一样。
So when we read this name, it's like we are in the mountains.
除非我们来挖掘里面的矿物的话，我们就看不到什么。
Except we go down and dig through the treasure, then we can see any of the treasure.
我们来读几处，从三章来读几处。
Let's read some of the verses in chapter 13.
我们读第一节跟第二节。
Let's read verse 1 and verse 2.
预备来。
Now Joshua was old and stricken in years.
The Lord said unto him,
Thou art old and stricken in years, and there remaineth yet every much land to be possessed. This is the land that yet remaineth, all the borders of the Philistines and of Geshuri.
这两节圣经就告诉我们在第一节到第七节它的主题是讲到未得之地。
From verse 1 to verse 7 speak concerning the gaining of the land.
然后从第八节到第四节讲到河东之地。
From verse 8 to verse 14 speak concerning
the 河约旦河东。
The east of Jordan, the land in the east of Jordan.
然后从15节到33节是把约旦河东之地分给两个半支派。
And verse 15 to verse 33 concerning that the lands in the east of Jordan will be divided into the tribe, the two tribes.
我们读23节。
Let's read verse 23.
犹便人的境界就是约旦河与靠近约旦河之地。以上是犹便人按着宗族所得为业的继承并诸城的村庄。然后我们读24节和28节。
Verse 24, verse 28, and verse 29.
摩西按着迦得支派宗族分给他们产业，以上是迦得人按着宗族所得为业组成并组成的村庄。摩西把产业分给马西半支派。半支派所宗族所分的。最后我们读33节
，verse 33。But unto
只是利未支派，摩西没有把产业给他们。耶和华以色列的神是他们的神。这一章圣经我们就分成三个段落。
this chapter will be divided into three parts。
三个段落都讲到地。
The three parts speak concerning the land.
有一段讲到未得之地。
The first part concerning the land which should be to be taken.
第二段讲到河东之地。
The second part concerning the east side of Jordan.
最后呢， 就是流便加德马拿西之地。
And the third part is concerning the land to be taken by the tribe of Reuben, Manasseh, and Levi.
首先我们来思想一下未得之地。
Firstly, we should think the land that should be taken.
当他们在这里征战了很多年以后呢，他们在这里到一个时候。
When they are on battle for many years, they come to a point.
这什么时候呢？就是约书亚年纪老迈。
What point is this? It's when Joshua was old and stricken years.
不是约书亚自己说他自己老了。
It's not that Joshua said he's old and stricken in years.
这是神说的。
It is God said.
神说你已年纪老迈。
God said that you are old and stricken in years.
人都是会老的，所以这也没有什么特别稀奇。
And men will always grow old. There's nothing particular.
总有一天呢，有一天呢，我也要老迈。
One day we will be old and stricken in years.
甚至有一天呢，Jonathan 也要老迈。
One day Jonathan will also grow old.
虽然他现在很年轻
，Maybe today he's young.
但是有一句话不会错，有一天他要老迈。
But there is one word. One day they will grow old.
只要我们是人，我们有一天都要老迈。
As long as we are human being, we will grow old.
所以这句话没有什么特别。
So this word is not something special.
那句话也是对我们每一个人都说的。
So this word is also spoken to us.
但是下面一句就重要了。
But the following verse is important.
他说还有许多未得之地。
There is a land yet to remaining to be taken.
弟兄姊妹，你我有没有未得之地？
Do we have a land to be taken still?
有没有哪位弟兄姊妹已经把他的地都已经得着了？
Are there some of the saints who already have taken their land?
是不是已经得着了？
Have we taken our land already?
好像得着了。
Have you gained the land already?
杨海郎是不是已经得着了？Alice 得着了没有？
Alice, have you taken the land already?
对，这一句话我们常常要来问我们自己。
We should always ask this question to ourselves.
这个地我们得到了没有？
Have we gained this land already?
以色列人他们有一块地的。
The Israelites have a piece of land.
加流便有流便的地。
There is the land for Reuben, the tribe of Reuben.
加德有加德的地。
And God also had a land to be taken.
那马拿西有马拿西的地。
The tribe of Manasseh has a land to be taken.
弟兄姊妹，常见。有常见的地。
Brother Changjian has a land to be gained.
Alice 有 Alice 的地。
Alice has a land to possess.
每一个人都有一块地。
Every one of us has a land to be gained.
虽然神没有把我们记在约书亚记的里面。
Even though the Lord hasn't put our name in the book of Joshua.
但是这里的记载就代表了。
But the record here represents us.
我们有没有想到我们的地？
Have we thought of our land?
我们不但没有得到，很少时候我们去想到我们的地。
Not only we do not gain the land, we never thought of the land that should be gained.
如果你不想那个地，你怎么去得那个地呢？
If we don't think of the land, how can we gain it?
什么是那个未得之地？
What is the land to be gained or possessed?
那个未得的之地就是我们还没有得胜的地方。
The land to be possessed is the place which we haven't gained the victory yet.
在这段圣经里面，主就告诉约书亚，有好多好的地方你还没有得胜。
The Lord told Joshua there are still a lot of places which you haven't gained the victory yet.
叫非利士人还没有得胜。
It's the place of the Philistines.
在西顿那个地方的人还没有得胜。
Also the place in Sidon.
在北边有黎巴嫩跟黑门那个地方还没有得胜。
And also in Hebron.
每一个地方都有没有得胜的地方。
In every place there are places which haven't been victorious yet.
他们有三个方向还没有完全得胜。
There are in three directions there are places that they haven't gained complete victory.
在南边最南边的地方他们没有得胜。
In the south there's
very far south.
The very far south there also a place not yet taken.
最西边他们没有得胜。
West. In the west side also.
然后最北的地方他们也没有得胜。
In the north side.
因为他们是从这个东方东边进入这个迦南地的。
Because they came from the east.
他们是过了这个约旦河来进入这个迦南。
After they crossed over the river Jordan and entered into Canaan.
所以东方呢他们都得到了。
So the place in the east, they already gained it.
他们进入的时候呢
打了很多地方，就最边上的还没有得到。
They already gained a lot of victory, but on the borders they haven't gained it yet.
所以所有没有得胜的地方都是他们的未得之地。
So the place which haven't been taken is the place should be possessed.
我们要来检查我们这个人。
We should examine ourselves.
有什么地方我们还没有得胜？
What are the places we haven't been victorious?
我们如果仔细去思想的话
，If we go and think over it,
就好多地方都还没有得胜。
There are a lot of places that is not victorious yet.
这就是主要提醒我们的。
This is the Lord wants to remind us.
趁我们还没有老迈的时候，我们来得胜。
Before we grew old, we should be victorious.
第二呢？还有一个意思，那个不未得之地还有一个意思。
There's another meaning concerning the land to be possessed.
在礼拜五我们查经的时候，我们是讲到罗马书第一章。
In Friday we had a Bible study concerning Romans chapter 1.
在罗马书第一章里面呢，有几个字，那就是不虔不义。
In Romans chapter 1 concerning not righteous and not perfect.
不简的英文是 godless.
Godless.
Godless. 什么叫做不简呢？
What do you mean by godless?
不简那个字实在应该讲说不像。
Godless means
that's not right.
That's not right.
换句话说，未得之地就是我们这个人还不像主的地方。
The place that should be possessed means that the place which we do not like the Lord. We are not like Jesus.
当神创造我们的时候，把我们创造的像神的形状。
When God created man, He created according to His image.
但是人失败了以后呢，人就不像神了。
After man fell, then man is not according to God's image.
那今天我们要把那个失去的那个得回来。
And this thing that we already had lost, we need to gain it back.
我们一点一点的把它得回来。
We should gain it piece by piece.
所以我们今天有一点点像神了。
Maybe today we have a little bit like God.
但是还有很多地方不像。
But in many places we are not like God.
那个不像的地方就是未得之地。
The place which is not like God is the place which should be possessed.
这样一想，我们未得之地还有很多啊。
So in many places we are not like God and should be possessed.
但是呢，很奇怪的一件事。
But surprisingly, there is one thing.
虽然他们还有一些地方没有得到。
Even though there are some places which they haven't been taken,
但是神就叫约书亚把那个地分给他。
But the Lord commanded Joshua to give the land to them.
这是一个非常的让我们觉得鼓励的一件事。
This is one thing that causes us to be encouraged.
虽然我们还没有完全得到。
Even though we haven't gained it completely,
但是神应许他们要把那些人他们要得胜。
But the Lord already promised them that they will be victorious.
所以他们就可以把那个地分了。
So they can divide the land.
虽然今天我们没有一个人认为我们已经所有的地都得到了。
Today we cannot assure ourselves that we already have gained completely the whole land.
我们也不认为我们所有的地都得到了。
We never thought that we have gained all the land.
但是呢，神应许我们，我们可以把这个地分了。
But God has promised us that we can divide the land already.
这里讲到一件事。让我们也觉得很特别。
And there is one thing that causes us to be surprised.
因为这个地呢，他们做产业，叫做产业。
This land are the inheritance.
那个产业呢，总是父母留给子女的，对不对？
The inheritance are given to the children by their parents.
这是那个父母他已经得着了，然后他离开的时候，把那个交给他的子女。
The parents already gained the inheritance, and after they pass away, they give the inheritance to their children.
但是在这个约书亚记里面呢，这个约书亚记以色列的上一代，他们并没有得到这个土地。
But in the case of the Israelites, the older generation haven't gained the inheritance yet.
他们不但没有得到，他们已经死在旷野了。
Not only they haven't gained the inheritance, they died in the wilderness.
那为什么这个地方还能够叫做产业呢？
But how can they say that this is an inheritance?
这实在是一件让我们值得来思想的事。
This is one thing that causes us to really to think about.
因为这个产业还不是指的那块物质上的地。
The inheritance does not only mean that piece of land.
这个产业乃是讲到神对他们的应许。
The inheritance speaks of the promise of God.
所以他们的上一代传给这个下一代的乃是神的应许。
The older generation passed to the younger generation a promise of God.
也是对神的信心。
And this is the faith towards God.
所以我们讲到产业的时候，讲到这个产业最重要的乃是神的应许，还有我们对神的信心。
And when, so whenever we speak of inheritance, it's the promise of God and our faith towards God.
今天我们对待我们这下一代的时候，我们也要注重这一件事。
Towards the younger generation, we should give importance to this point.
我们不要太注重那个有形的那个产业。
We should not give much attention to the physical inheritance.
最重要的乃是神的应许和我们对神的信心。
And the most important thing is the promise of God and our faith towards God.
如果我们把我们对神的信心能够传给我们的下一代的话，
If our faith towards God can be given to the younger generation,
他就能够得到他的产业。
Then he can gain his inheritance.
他的产业不能够从你而得。
The inheritance should not be gained from you.
不管我们在神的里面得到多少的产业，
No matter how we gain a lot of inheritance from God,
这个产业没有办法留给我们的儿女。
This inheritance cannot pass to our the younger generation.
因为我们对神的信心和神的应许，如果这两件事情传给我们的子女。
Only two things can be passed to the younger generation is our faith towards God and the promise of God.
这个时候他们有了信心以后，他们自然会得到他们的产业。
After having faith towards God, then they can gain the inheritance.
另外还有一件事，他们分地的时候是用抽签的。
Another thing is that when they divide the land, they use it by picking up lots.
这件事情也非常的特别。
And this is very special.
为什么神不把这个分地的这个权利给耶稣亚？
How come the Lord did not give the authority of dividing the land to Joshua?
耶稣亚率领他们这样征战，这样辛苦，但是他却没有权柄来决定谁得到哪一块地。
After leading the Israelites over the many battles, how come the Lord, how come Joshua doesn't have the authority to divide the land?
这一点就告诉我们，这个产业乃是在神的手里。
This causes us to see that the inheritance is in the hand of God.
如果你去打开地图的话，你就会发现这十二块地不是一样大的。
If we open up the map, we can see that the land is not, every piece of land is not equal to one another.
没有两块是一模一样大的。
The bigness of the land, the largeness of the land is not equal.
有些很大，像犹大的地很大。
Like the land of the tribe of Judah, it's very big.
对马拿西的这个地也是很大的。
And the land of the tribe of Manasseh is also very big.
但是呢，那个像那个以法莲的地呢就很小。
But the land for the tribe of Ephraim is very small.
那个Dan的地呢也很小。
And also the land of Dan is very small.
按照我们人来分的话，就不会分成这样子了。
If according to man, we won't divide it in this way.
但是神还有他自己的主权。
But God has His own authority.
我们也看见在神里面的产业，个人是不同。
We can see the inheritance of God towards man is not the same.
有大有小。
Some are big, some are small.
有最好的，也有次好的。
Some are the best, some are least.
这些都是让我们来认识这个属灵的产业。
So we can by this we can learn the spiritual inheritance.
这是头一段讲到的位格之地。
So the first part speaking concerning the land to be possessed.
第二段呢，就讲到河东之地。
Now we come to the second part, the land in the east.
在圣经上里面常常讲到这河东之地。
In the Bible, it always speaks concerning the land in the east.
我们读耶稣雅记的时候，已经提到好几次了。
In the book of Joshua, already mentioned a lot of times.
他讲到河东之地就是从亚嫩谷一直到黑门山这块地。
The land in the east is from Hebron,
Arnon to Hermon.
Sorry.
在这一块地里面呢，有两种人，他们没有赶出去。
There are two groups of people they haven't cast out yet.
一个是基述人
，one is the Geshurites，
一个呢是马加人
，one is the Maacathites。
这两种人是在河东之地里面，他们没有赶出去。
These are the two groups of people they haven't cast out from the land in the east。
这两个人呢，在以后呢，都让以色列人产生了很大的问题。
And these two groups of people bring a lot of trouble to the children of Israel。
在大卫的时代，那个时候大卫有一个儿子叫亚撒龙。
David has a son named Absalom。
亚撒龙那个时候呢，他就要 他就要杀大卫。
Absalom want to kill David.
虽然大卫后来大卫是非常的喜欢他，但是这个儿子呢就成为他的一个很大的难题。
Even though David liked Absalom a lot, but this son Absalom caused a lot of trouble to David.
这个亚沙龙的外公呢就是基父人。
The grandpa of Absalom are the Geshurites.
对，所以当亚沙龙逃的时候呢，他就跑到基父去。
So when Absalom ran away, he went to the Geshurites.
如果当时候他们把基父人赶走的话
，So if they already cast out the Geshurites at that time,
这减少大卫很多的困难。
Then that will lessen a lot of trouble from David.
所以一件每一件事情没有按照神的吩咐来做，都会有后果。
Everything that is not done according to God's commandment, there will be a result.
另外呢，还有就是马加人。
And another thing is the Maacites.
马加人后来也成为以色列人的难处。
And the Maacites already become a big problem to the children of Israel.
如果大家有时间的话，去在撒母耳记下第十章那里去仔细的读。
We can read it in 2 Samuel.
那个时候那个亚扪人起来攻击以色列人的时候，这个马加人也在里面。
When the Amorites rise up against the Israelites, the Maacites are also in the midst of them.
在第二段里面特别讲到一件事。
So in the second part, speak of one thing.
他就讲到利未人是没有产业。
Speak concerning the Levites doesn't have any inheritance.
当我们看到这里的时候，我们就觉得很特别。
So when we read this, we feel very special.
他们也是跟着大家一起出来埃及了。
The Levites already also came out with the Israelites.
他们也都进了迦南地。
They already entered into Canaan.
那大家都分了地。
And they all divide the land.
那利未人却没有。
But the Levites doesn't have any piece of land.
但是主说了一句话。
But God said,
主说，献给神的火祭就是利未人的产业。
The offerings given to God are the inheritance of the Levites.
后面又讲了一句，他说耶和华就是他们的产业。
And another word in verse 33 that the God is their inheritance.
事实上，利未人的产业乃是比其他的支派更好。
All the inheritance of the Levites are better than all the inheritance of the tribes.
神没有给他们分地，但是神给利未人一些城。
Even though the Lord doesn't give them any piece of land, but the Lord gave them cities.
如果仔细去查的话，利未人所得的城啊。都是最好的。
All the cities gained by the Levites are the best.
通常一块地里面呢有几个城是特别好的。
In a piece of land, there are some cities that are the best.
这最好的城呢神就留给利未人。
All the best cities are given to the Levites.
因为利未人他们把以色列人所献给神的都是他们的。
Because all the offerings given to God are for the Levites.
所以他们不需要乡村的。
So they don't need to
live.They don't need
village. They don't need the village.
因为这个乡村是用来种地的，种养种农产品或者养牲畜的。
Because the village are used for plantation.
因为他们是不需要种地，也不需要牧养的。
They don't need to labor. They don't need to plant.
所以他们不需要那些乡村。
So they don't need the villages.
他们只需要一些城，他们可以住。
So what they need are the cities in order to live.
所以我们看见神给服侍他的人所预备的乃是什么。
So what God has prepared for those who serve Him are the best.
虽然他们没有得到地上的产业，
even though they haven't gained any piece of the inheritance on earth,
但他们的产业实在是美好。
But their inheritance are real good.
最后一段就讲到流便、加德跟马拿西他们所分得到地。
And the last part concerning the land gained by the tribe of Manasseh, Gad and Reuben.
首先头一块地呢，就是给流便。
The first piece of land was given to Reuben.
流便是十二个弟兄里面的大哥。
This is Reuben is the oldest brother.
照理说呢，在以色列人的传统里面，大哥呢要分两份。
According to the practice of the Israelites, the oldest should gain double portion.
但是流便却没有得到两份。
But Reuben doesn't gain a double portion.
谁得到两份？
Who gained the double portion?
约瑟得到两份。
Joseph gained a double portion.
约瑟有两个儿子，一个儿子得到一份。
Joseph had two sons, and every son gained a portion.
为什么流便不能够得到两份？
How come Reuben doesn't gain a double portion?
因为在创世纪里面我们就看见流便他污秽了他父亲的床。
Because we see in the book of Genesis that Reuben already defiled the father's bed.
他羞辱了他的父亲。
He already shamed his father.
对，虽然他是长子，他却失去了长子的福分。
Even though he's the eldest, but he already lost the right of the eldest.
他虽然有他的有他的产业，但是他只有得到一份。
Even though he had his inheritance, but it's only a portion.
这流便的支派，在以色列人亡国二十年以前，他们就先亡了。
Before the nation of Israel, 20 years ago, Reuben fell already.
所以我们看见，这个流便呢，原来是长子的。
So we can see Reuben is the eldest,
但是他却没有活那个长子的样子出来。
But he doesn't leave the image of the eldest.
长子乃是要荣耀他的父亲。
The eldest should glorify the father.
这个人不但没有荣耀他的父亲，还羞辱他的父亲。
Not only he doesn't glorify the father, but he shamed the father.
第二个分地呢，就是叫加德。
The second part is the tribe of God.
加德是利亚的一个仆人生的一个孩子。
God is the son of the of Leah.
利亚的仆人。
Leah's the son of Leah's servant.
他的那个支派呢，是在第二个在第二个地第二个人分到这个产业，他是第二个分到产业。
He's the second one who gained the inheritance.
当雅各年老的时候，他就曾经祝福他的十二个儿子的时候。
When Jacob was old, he blessed his 12 sons.
他就讲到一件事。
He spoke of one thing.
他说啊，加德要被敌军逼迫。
He said God will be persecuted by the enemy.
然后呢，他要追他们的脚跟。
And he will lay hold on their heels.
这就是雅各对加德的预言。
This is the prophecy given by Jacob to God.
到申命记的时候，摩西也讲了一些预言对每一个儿子。
When we come to Deuteronomy, we speak Moses spoke of some prophecy.
他就说啊，这个加德呢。要为自己选择一块地。
God will choose a land for himself.
这句话呢就应验了。
And this word has been fulfilled.
因为当加勒的支派走到约旦河中的时候，他们就选择基列这块地。
So when the tribe of God came to the land of Canaan, they choose a piece of land.
他们选择这块地呢，因为基列那个地方呢非常合适他们的牲畜。
And that
Gilead.
Gilead, that piece of land is suitable for their living.
所以他们就放弃迦南地，他们愿意住在约旦河中。
So and they forsake the land of Canaan and live in the east part of the River Jordan.
弟兄姊妹，这两个预言啊是有关系的。
These prophecies are interrelated.
一个预言说他要为自己选一块地。
One prophecy says that he will choose a land for himself.
另外预言说他就有很多征战。
And another prophecy that.He will have a lot of battles going on.
很多人要来跟他征战。
A lot of people will fight battle against them.
这就是这两件事情完全有关系。
And these two things are interrelated.
如果我们今天在地上要为我们自己来拣选一块地的话
，If today we will choose a land for ourselves,
如果我们对于神给我们量的那块地不是太满意
，If we are not very satisfied on the piece of land given by God to us,
我们愿意按照自己的意思来拣选
，And we will choose a land according to our own interest.
这个结果就是有很多的征战。
The result is that there will be many battles going on.
加德的支派经过很多的征战。
The tribe of God have gone through a lot of battles.
因为他们那块地很适合养牲畜。
Because that piece of land is suitable to their living.
所以有许多人想要来攻打他们。
So a lot of people wants to gain the land which they have possessed.
这是第二个儿子，第三个儿子是马拿西。
The third son is the tribe of Manasseh.
马拿西所得到的地实在是非常的好。
The land gained by the tribe of Manasseh is real good.
马拿西是约瑟的儿子。
Manasseh is the son of Joseph.
当雅各为约瑟祝福的时候，他说过这样一句话。
When Jacob blessed Joseph, he spoke one thing.
他说啊，那个天上的福，还有地里面所藏的福，和生产乳养的福都要赐给他。
All the riches of heaven and earth will be given to you.
天上的福，地上的还有乳养的福，就是 the blessing of the breast and the womb.
The blessing of the breast and the womb, the blessings of heaven and earth will be given to the tribe of Manasseh.
所以在这里，马拉西，如果看地图的话，它的地不但是大又好。
Not only when we see the map, not only the piece of land is good, is large, it's also good.
一半的支派在那个约旦河东。
The tribes in the gain the land in the east.
那一半呢，在约旦河西。
And the other half is on the west side.
在约旦河西的那一块呢，在迦南地的中间。
And those land in the west are in the middle of the land of Canaan.
在约旦河那东那块地呢，就是叫巴山。
And the east is the land of Bashan.
巴山我们已经讲过，这块非常非常好的地。
We know that the land of Bashan is a very good land.
所以看见神对他们这些应许呢都成就了。
So we can see all the promise of God have been fulfilled.
不但神祝福他们，神也祝福这个马拉西的后代。
Not only God blessed them, God also blessed the tribe of Manasseh.
像基甸这个士师就是马拉西这个支派里面的。
And Gideon is one of the men in the tribe of Manasseh.
另外一个很好的士师叫耶和他，也是马拉西支派的人。
And also one of耶和他，
他们在这里得到他们的产业，实在是按照神当初的应许。
They gained their inheritance according to the promise of God.
最后，神就讲到利未人。
Lastly, the Lord speak of the Levites.
神每一次在分地的这个过程里面常常提到利未人。
When in the process of dividing the inheritance, the Lord always mentioned the Levites.
好像神不能忘记他们一样。
It seems that God never forget the Levites.
甚至在十三章这一章里面就提到两次。
In chapter 13, the Lord speak of the Levites two times.
在十二节里面讲到一次，在三节。
Verse 14 speak once, then verse 30 he speak of the Levites again.
利未人的他们的好处。一直在神的心里面。
The goodness of the Levites is still always remains in the heart of God.
一个服侍人，一个服侍神的人。
A person who serves God.
神就把他们放在他们的心，把神就把他们放在神的心上。
God always placed these people in his heart.
虽然这里地呢有这样不同的各样不同的产业。
Even though there are different kinds of inheritance.
但是最好的一个产业。
But the best inheritance.
是神的自己。
Is God himself.
所以在这里，我们就看见神把最好的留给利未人。
So we can see the best inheritance was given to the Levites.
好，我们今天就暂时交通到这里。
We will our fellowship ends here.
好，我们有点的祷告。
Let's have some prayers.
我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你为爱你的人预备的，而是他们所没有看见过的。
Because you already prepared something which those who love you.
我们实在感谢你，因为你应许我们的地乃是在迦南之处。
Because the land which you promised us is in the best.
所以今天早上再求你用你的话语来吸引我们。
Lord, may you attract us again through your word.
让我们来看见我们还有许多未得之地。
Causing us to see there are a lot of land yet to be possessed.
让我们用我们的信心，也我们在你面前愿意来得着这些地。
Cause our heart to have a kind of desire to gain this land.
让我们在你面前也愿意成为像利未人一样。
That we want to be like the Levites.
成为一个服侍你的人。
To be a person who serves you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In your precious name we pray.